From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Hello again and welcome to Scrapbook, Marshall County History. I'm Glenn Broggett. This time around, we are going to visit the community of Argyle and catch up with the president of the Argyle Historical Society, Charles Levine. We'll learn more about the Historical Society and a few fun tidbits about the community of Argyle. That's coming up on this edition of Scrapbook. Well, today we're going to learn about a certain town in Marshall County by the name of Argyle and the Argyle Historical Society. And with us from the Argyle Historical Society is...
Charles Levine.
Okay, Charles, could you tell us about your role in the Argyle Historical Society? Give a little background information on yourself, too.
Well, I inherited the president of the society. My dad used to do it, and when he died, his best friend was doing it, and he asked me to take over. And I seem to be stuck there now.
Give us a little background information on the Historical Society.
The society started in 1975 for the bicentennial. The first project was to take all the Argyle, it's called the Marshall County Banner, actually, it's the Argyle newspaper, and they brought them to this Twin Cities and had them microfilmed, and they're in the State Historical Society now. That was their first project, and that's progressed over the years. They ended up buying the old depot building in Argyle, and they turned that into a museum. They moved it across the street in the wintertime on logs. It was quite a project for a bunch of old retired guys. Now we've added on to it the last few years here, and we're trying to make it more of a genealogical library. That's our kind of our goal, and keeping it related just to the Argyle and the Argyle area, all the families and the histories of the area.
And the genealogical stuff is just so popular, but gotten more in popularity. Everybody wants to find out how many branches are on the family tree.
Right. There's a lot of history in the area that people don't realize, and a lot of interesting families. Argyle is kind of unique because they had seven different languages spoken in the town of Argyle around the turn of the century. It has a large French-Canadian part of it. Also, they had the Polish, the Swedish, Norwegian, German. There was also some Belgium, Irish that moved through the area. So it's an interesting community.
Tell us a little bit about the building itself. You mentioned a little bit about it, how you guys got into it. What kind of sort of things are you got, exhibits and all of that?
Yes, we have exhibits of the things that have been found in the community and people have brought in from outside and farms. We don't have much machinery. We have mostly smaller tools and appliances and unique signage and uniforms of people who served their country. We also have some dresses from pioneers, pictures, a lot of pictures, and other things of that sort.
The reality of things are, you know, things cost money to keep up and running, and it's no different with the Argyle Historical Society. Now, you talked about some events. Now, what sort of things do you guys put on? Do you do yearly things? Do you do things through the calendar year?
Yes, we have three main events that we use for raising money. One is we do a letter drive every year. We've done for the last, that must be about 6 years now. That's been a big plus for us as far as raising money for the new building we built. We do an annual event. The city of Argyle has what they call Meet Your Neighbor Day. During that time, we have a pie and ice cream event, and usually we have quite a crowd that comes through and just donates money, and they buy pie and ice cream and visit each other. Also, there's King of Trails Day. Highway 75 is called King of Trails, which goes through Argyle. And then the fall, that's the second weekend of September normally, or the weekend after Labor Day, we have like a little sale of a flea market type thing, and then we also serve food and help raise money. So those three events are our main events for raising money.
Now, where ultimately do you want to see the Argyle Historical Society go as far as more space, or do you want to, what other things would you like to have at the Historical Society in the next couple of years?
My personal goal would be to develop the library, the genealogical library more, gather more family histories, and get it more organized. We have a lot of papers we need to go through and catalog. I'd like to get a computer in there someday. We don't have that yet. So there's a lot of things just we have already in our building that just needs to be reorganized. I hope that local families will also continue to share their family histories and pictures and other items they have in their farms or houses in the community.
How many people do you have helping out with the Historical Society?
Well, we have like 12 to 14 active members, but we also have, if we ask people to come and help us, we have probably up to 80 people that will come and actually help if we ask them. It's hard to find people who want to do the drudgery of being officers and work at the daily, not the daily, I should say, the monthly events that we have. We don't do a lot in the wintertime, so mostly through the April through October is when we have most of our activities.
The building itself, is that open all year or is this a seasonal thing too?
The building's available all year. The newer building, we do have it heated, so you can go in there anytime. The old depot is not heated, so in the wintertime it's hard to spend much time in there because it's awful cold. But they are available as far as, we don't have actual hours, we stay open. We have our names out that people can call us and we'll make appointments and open it to anybody who wishes to see it.
Before we go today, what's the location again on the building?
The location's in Argyle. It's on Main Street, which is called Pacific Avenue and 4th Street.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.